This is a CHY news report. The town of Ladysmith is looking at designing its cacophony of a flag. That's what Councillor Jeff Verton called the current design of the flag at the Committee of the Whole meeting on Tuesday night.
I don't want to be too hard on our flag, but if there's a poster flag for redesigning, I think ours is it.
The town flag does have a lot going on, with a blue sailboat, two horseshoes, a diagonal line with the words 49th parallel written on it, a dogwood flower saying home of the dogwood, and a maple leaf on a red and white Canadian flag style background. Mayor Aaron Stone says he likes the town's flag, but sees value in updating it.
I love the retro vibe, so I have some affinity for it, I'm not going to lie. I think it's cool because it says a lot to me. I grew up here, right? So when I think of home of the dogwood, I think of dogwood days. Still, sometimes I mistakenly refer to Ladysmith days as dogwood days. But I also recognize that progress doesn't ever delete the past. The historical context and the iconography and the, I don't know, it has a cool retro vibe to it to me in some ways. I don't think that ever takes away from that, and it'll always be held up as a historical piece of Ladysmith, you know, iconography, right? That for a long time, that's been our flag. But the opportunity to open that discussion up and potentially move forward with a new design opens the whole conversation up to new possibilities.
Mayor Stone mentioned CBC's municipal affairs reporter, Justin McElroy, who ranked 130 BC municipalities' flags on Twitter in 2018.
The ranking of the Ladysmith flag was very low, near the bottom of the provincial rankings for municipal flags. So over the years, though, there's been many discussions around the relative merits or lack thereof of our community flag. And I think that the time is right for it to be discussed.
However, McElroy never ranked Ladysmith's flag at the time.
The reason I didn't rank it was because I used the Flags of the World website as a reference, and they had like 130 flags on there. And I was like, oh, that's pretty full. I didn't cross-reference with municipalities that didn't have a flag and asked whether they did, because there's only so many hours in the day.
McElroy says Ladysmith's flag looks like it was designed by committee.
It's a bit of a hot mess. You can really tell it's the sort of thing that a bunch of people gave different suggestions for, and they jammed it all onto one thing.
If you were to rank Ladysmith's flag, McElroy would put it about the middle of the pack for BC municipalities.
I would probably rank it somewhere in the 70s or 80s. Again, because they're trying things, there's three colors. They follow some of the rules, but I can't give it any more than that just because it's so busy.
Dean McGee is an expert on municipal flags in British Columbia, who worked as a researcher on a book for the subject for the North American Vexillological Association. He agrees that the Ladysmith flag could use a refresh, but worries about losing the character of the current flag.
It could use a redesign. The fear is that, just like so many other cities, they'll just take a plain white flag and put the letterhead on it and put the city name in giant letters. Those always look ugly.
McElroy agrees that Ladysmith's flag has character and is better than what he calls logo on a bedsheet flags.
It's homespun, like in a way that it is sort of cute and quirky, and it's definitely unique, and so it's better than, you know, something that's very corporate and brandy. But at the same time, it is not in any technical sense in the word good.
McGee thinks the approach of the Ladysmith Town Council to refer the discussion to the town's public art committee is a good one, and suggests that a contest for school children could be another way to get some ideas.
Sometimes when a city lets school kids do a competition, they kind of need to take the artwork and maybe tweak it a little before it actually gets flown on a flag.
Councillor Marsh Stevens says redesigning the town flag is something that matters.
I think this is really exciting. I think symbols matter. Flags matter a little much to certain folks, but I think a clear, modern symbol of the town is not a frivolous thing. It's an important thing, and it's not a lot of effort, and it's not a lot of money.
Mayor Stone says he's looking forward to the conversations about a new flag in the Ladysmith community.
Yeah, we hope if people are listening and they have interest that they'll reach out and just understand that this is a conversation, right? There's no decisions being made. There's no derisions toward our flag other than those of Justin McElroy when he ranked it. But there's no set viewpoints, just time for maybe a conversation on how we move forward and represent our flag in our community in the best way.
For CHY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.